Welcome to Booked on Katie and Kay. I'm your host, Gavin Dahl. Each week, Booked highlights authors, journalists, and newspaper columnists in their own words. My first guest on Booked today is Carolyn Zachariasen, a reporter at the Aspen Times. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Many listeners know your name well, but for those who don't, how long have you been in the Valley and how long have you been a journalist?
Well, if you're talking about, sometimes I consider being a journalist, like, you know, counting in dog years. So if I've been in the Valley, I've been in the Valley for almost 25 years. But dog years, it's what, over 100?
And what
a long time.
What beats do you cover generally for the Aspen Times, for those unfamiliar?
I'm covering City Hall mostly, Aspen City Hall, and the Aspen-Pitkin County housing program.
And so I want to commend you for the coverage that you and Scott and Jason and the team at Aspen Times did during the Lake Christine fire last year. A lot of people were on vacation, basically, during the fire, local people in the media. But the Aspen Times really led the way on local coverage. And so I want to give you a golf clap today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We worked hard, so I'm glad to be recognized.
Well, and some heavy-duty material. I mean, some of the most intense stories you've covered.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
Well, I asked you to join me on Booked today because of an article you wrote last week in the Aspen Times with the headline, "Community to Lose a Significant Chunk of Designated Affordable Housing." The city of Aspen is contemplating a $10 million purchase of deed restrictions at the Centennial Housing Complex in Aspen. It seems like the specific rules around that complex are somewhat unique in their connection to the county commissioners who approved the development back in the 1980s. Can you explain?
Yeah, so the county did some weird things back in the 80s, it looks like. There's a lot of approvals for units like Centennial or Hunter Creek, which is another big condominium complex just down the road from Centennial, which is in the East End neighborhood of Aspen, where when they made these development approvals for these big complexes, there was a stipulation that the deed restrictions, basically the rent control on these units, would be lifted after 21 years of the last sitting commissioner at the time, death. So I guess they felt that important that they wanted to have something that significant happen upon their death. So that person is Michael Kinsley, who's in his early 70s and in very good health, he says, he reports. I joke with him a lot that if this was Jersey or New Orleans, he'd probably be dead by now.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. According to your article, Centennial is just one of 22 affordable housing developments, over 500 units total, with deed restrictions that expire at some point in the near future. With a total inventory of about 3,000 units, that means 1/6 of APCHA's stock could go poof over the next 20 years.
Yeah. And, you know, I've known that there's a few out there that their deed restrictions are going to be lifted. Like, I used to live at Castle Ridge, which is another, I think, 80 units by the hospital. But when I got the full list, I was pretty shocked myself to learn that it was 502. And, you know, that's, Of that inventory, over 320 are rentals and almost 180 are ownership. So, yeah, that's a significant amount. And the city is trying to, you know, they're going to build another maybe up to 300, more probably appropriately 200 or 250 units out by the airport at the Burlingame Ranch affordable housing neighborhood and also at the Harbert Lumberyard, along with some city housing up by the hospital. But that's just going to be trying to catch up with the ones that we're losing.
So Aspen Daily News columnist Paul Minter put out an op-ed after he read your article where he writes, quote, "This is a huge public policy issue and not merely a housing issue. Assuming an average of two people live in each unit, about one of every seven Aspen residents is set to be directly impacted as these deed restrictions roll off. When such a large percentage of a community's population is directly impacted, you can bet that the ripple effect of indirect impact will flow to every corner of the Aspen-Pitkin County community." Again, that's Daily News columnist Paul Minter reacting to your reporting in the Aspen Times. Carolyn Zachariasen, did the city's plan with the Centennial Complex lead you to look into all these other deeds? I mean, did you kind of break this story?
Yeah, I did. You know, I mean, it's enterprise reporting, but you think to yourself, well, so, back up a minute. The city is poised to spend $10 million to buy these deed restrictions for 148 units in perpetuity, so they will always be rent controlled. So I'm thinking to myself, well, how many more are like that? How much money do we have? You know, what are they thinking about it? Because there's really no reason. I mean, the reasoning by the city to buy these deed restrictions now in perpetuity is because the owner of Centennial is shopping around to sell that complex. So they would be dealing with a new person, a new owner, and they just don't like to have that, not knowing who they're going to be dealing with. So that's why this has come up now. They don't have a plan to, you know, buy out all the other ones yet, but that seems like it would probably be the most least expensive way to do it, because they're, you know, estimating that replacement value for new units would be somewhere between $85 million and $400 million, depending on when Michael dies and, you know, just the timing of it all.
You quoted Councilwoman Ann Mullins saying, quote, "Buying the deed restrictions was the best place to spend the money." What else are you hearing from Aspen City Council right now?
So council met on Tuesday. And they were poised to, well, it was on the agenda anyway, to approve the purchase agreement that they had entered into last month for these deed restrictions to buy them. But they've kicked the can for another month so they can just, you know, cross all the T's and dot the I's and make sure that all the deed restrictions match up with what the guidelines are for Aspen-Pitkin County Housing Authority. But I think they're set to approve it. I mean, Sam Brown, who's he's the managing partner for the ownership group that owns Centennial, you know, spoke in front of council and said, you know, I think we're almost there. We have a few more things to work out, but I think both sides are close. And so that means, you know, the city thinks it's worthwhile to go ahead and secure this now. I mean, $10 million versus, I mean, they're going to spend probably $300 million for the new buildings by the airport.
Right. Well, what about columnist Paul Minter's critique of the policy approach? What is it?
Well, I mean, I don't think, you know, the approval process, we shouldn't be putting sunset dates on deed restrictions. I don't think that's helpful. But back in the 80s and 90s, they didn't have the foresight to see what was going to happen, I think, to the, you know, with the market and whatnot. So, you know, I think that's what they have to figure out, is what is the policy going forward, and how do we secure these deed restrictions in the future? I mean, Anne kind of alluded to it in my article that we need to start saving up money and maybe figure out another taxing source to try to buy more deed restrictions and keep these in the inventory. Well, seems like the least expensive way to do it at this point.
Well, I really appreciate you getting people focused on this issue in a way that we just weren't. I mean, obviously, there's been some attention on the council's process and plan here for the Centennial Housing Complex, but this is so much bigger than anyone else realized. And so, again, with the golf claps, Carolyn Zachariasen, reporter at the Aspen Times, let's do it again soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gavin. I really appreciate being on.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Thanks.